Good morning, dear friends. To be born as a human being is obviously a kind of a normal affair. Nothing special in it. I learned there are about 7.5 million of these kind of species. Milliards. Milliards. So it's like everything on this planet. It just happens that someone is born. Something is born. It's almost an accident. For many people, it has been an accident. But to be a human being is exceptional. Only a few people, we can call them Mensch. They are exceptional, rare. They are like beacons, like light towers in our societies. They inspire us and give us hope that there is more to us than just being a being, that we can develop into a human being. And there is even a further development we have heard about, at least, and we trust in that development, and that is the development into a Buddha. Human beings who have transcended the biological realm and have developed into spiritual realm. They have left all fear and anxiety and worries and dukkha behind them. And I've reminding it you many times, it's important for us to have that vision, to have that, it's not a hope, it's a kind of a trust. It is a confidence. It is something which gives us the drive to go on the path, that it is possible. It's even more. It is in us. Each and everything biologically on this planet begins with a seed, with a very tiny whatever. When you go out on the terrace, you see to the left a huge tree. It's a beech. On the left, this huge tree, about 20 meters high. And the fruits of this beech are called beech nut. But the beech nut is about 1.5 millimeters. You know, like little tetra paks, you know, kind of something. And in this tetra pak, for human beings, it's an egg about, at the most, 2 millimeters. That's all. That is how we begin and how the Buddha began. And however we call that, to me, it's the most amazing mystery of this planet. In this little something is packed the whole information whatsoever. In this little tetra pak of a pitch nut is, so to say, hidden, a 30, 40 meters high pitch. And in this 2 millimeters of a human egg, there is a Buddha. Everything is a potential. And we need really to grasp that. It is only a potential. It is not sure. If the circumstances are sufficient, it will grow. If this beech nut falls on the terrace, potential yes or potential no, it will just lie there. No beech, however great the potential is. But if this little beech nut falls at the end of the forest and falls on the ground, on the right soil, it will start growing. But if someone comes with a lawnmower along and gets it off, that's a story. Done. Potential yes, potential no, done. But if it falls a little bit way back in the forest and this is secluded by other trees, it grows. If it's too dark and too dense, too close to other trees, it will grow with very thin something. If it has a little bit more space, it will grow into a beech. Provided there is enough water, no strong storms. We just had it some weeks ago. It just kind of flattens whole woods, just kind of gone. Potential yes, potential no. You know what I like to make us aware? The most important for the potential is the circumstances to grow. And this is not sure. So the word development is so beautiful, and it is so, so important. Because it is to recognize and to see that there is something which unfolds. And this unfolding is, as I just said, kind of rooted in the seed, and it is goes along a certain potential, it unfolds. But this unfolding has its time and it has its circumstances. So we all know when a human being begins to unfold, it's a baby, it's a toddler, it's an infant, it's a child, it's an
adolescent,
and so on and so on. So there is a stage, there are stages, is it so? We all forget that when we hear about these huge potentials to become a Buddha. It's a potential, only that. To become a mensch is a potential. But please don't ever say each human being will become a mensch. This is not true. It's obvious. It's not. There are more not mensch around than mensch. Is it so? Huh? So please hold these things apart. And there is a lot of misleading proclamation in spiritual schools. They say you can be enlightened in one lifetime. No. You have the potential. That's all. For the rest, we don't know. You might come up with correct circumstances. You might not. So don't be worried about your potential. You have it. No problem. That's sure. Everybody of us has it. But be careful to look at someone and say, yes, okay, you have the potential, so I trust in you. No, wait. There are stages. There are developments. We are so confident, patient. We are so patient with people, with human beings, when they grow up. We would not demand of a toddler of something we would demand of an adult. Is it so? Nobody would do that. We would go crazy, you know. And you would not ask an infant to do something which this person cannot do. Rightly, it cannot do. We accept the development. We accept the stages. We accept that someone is more developed, so to say, as another person. And please, when I talk about development, it's not a kind of psychological something. It is just a very simple description of that something, in this case a human being, is unfolding. That's all. So however we accept that, for toddlers, infants, and so on, and even for those adolescents, you know, when they are a bit crazy and a bit like of this and like of that, you say, oh, okay, 18, fine. 17, my goodness, okay, you know. Is it so? We are so friendly, hopefully, so accepting, so understanding with all these people, human beings, on the way to become, hopefully, one day, a human being. And then, when someone is physically grown up, we forget that there is development. Absolutely. We totally forget that. And I like you aware, and I constantly make you aware, just to be grown up in a physical way does not say anything about the development, nothing at all. More than you would like to know of so-called grown up are not older than 4 years old. That's the maximum they have gone through a development. And you can look around when you see and look at people, how they behave. Just as children, childish, fanciful, whatever, naughty. The problem is with being naughty, you have a weapon and you can do something. The problem is we don't accept, we don't see, we don't look at that everything around is in development according to the circumstances, according to the time. The whole humankind is in a certain developmental stage. There are a lot of researches which very clearly show that we have gone through a development. And we still have people around who are on a different developmental stage than, let's say, someone in Jerusalem or in New York. These people, like people in New Guinea, they are still on the developmental stage of 100,000 years ago. They had not been exposed to any kind of an environment to grow and to develop, and they stayed still in that developmental line. And it's good for us, for researchers, to see, oh yeah, let's go and have a look at these folks. We forget that everyone of us is in a development. If we accept that whole humanity is in a development, you can clearly see this is not true for everyone. There are cultures who have different aspects. They have gone through a certain period of development, but not further. The circumstances are different. You see, development is depending on the circumstances. If you go back to the beech nut, if it falls on the terrace, nothing to do. If it's cut by the lawnmower, nothing to do. So there are circumstances where the development is pushed back, prevented, diminished, undernourished, and so on and so on. And the same is true for us human beings. You have enough people, you know enough people who are physically okay, but mentally are distorted, have problems, don't see things, cannot do things. They're just in a certain stage of development. Is it true? You see, the problem we have as Western people, we don't believe that. And I talk for myself. Since many, many years, I was kind of trained by my Buddhist teachers, there is a Buddha nature. And it just kind of a little bit of practice and boom, they come. And if they are kind of wild and distorted and psychological problems, no problems, we'll get to that, and within 2 years or 3 years, a Buddha nature comes out. This is nonsense. And I really have painfully gone through the acceptance that this is nonsense. If I still somehow, sometimes, I hear myself saying, well, you know, this person doesn't want. He is not willing. Do you know that when you see someone and he's maybe not so developed you would like to have, and you do everything they can grow and they don't want? And that is a major many of the spiritual teachers, especially in the West, have that word. You know, we do everything, we share everything, we give them all the teachings, but basically they don't want. This is not true. It is basically not true. Even to say they can't is not true. We Westerners have the idea, once you're grown up, there is something in us which is a human being, which is somehow, you know, like a little man in the ear, kind of adult. And much of the morality in the Abrahamic mystic religions are like that. You are responsible because you know what you do. But then you need to have someone who's grown up. But you're not. You simply don't know. You are in the mental stage of a four-year-old or six-year-old. You're mentally crippled. You have problems. You don't see things. There's a deep, deep misunderstanding of the importance of the development and the circumstances. I do see you a bit astonished, eh? Yeah, but it is so.
Can you give example? Can you give example?
Someone came to us, and this person was in a psychological difficult situation. She stayed, or he stayed, whatever, in the circle, in the morning circle, and cried out of fear and had really anxiety, anxious boosts, you know. People told us, please ask her not to go, not to come. It is not a psychotherapy station here. Now, what did I do? Buddha nature. Practice. Slowly going. Eating mindfully. And so on and so on and so on. And it took me some years that this person somehow seemed to let go of the anxiety, of these psychological problems. It seemed, and it obviously came to some kind of a normality, but only on her stage. So when he or she, with all our endeavor, has helped to come out of that crazy mind, this person then could only touch their developmental stage. And she or he was on the developmental state of an adolescent. So at that moment she started going against us. Now we are the parents. See? Quite normal. Before, she asked for the parents to grow up, but not to grow up, but to get out of that difficult psychological situation. And once she was a bit up and kind of said, okay, now I'm fine, she was 18. No, not really, she was kind of 40. But she grew up with our help into that stage she was still in. And she started revolting against us. We were the parents. And finally she left with hatred, as it's often is happening. Is that good? If you want to understand that a little bit, go and try to read a little bit of Ken Wilber and all these kind of people. But you can look around and see someone can't, you know. You can talk to them, you can beg them, you can shake them. They can't. And we're stupid enough to try. The Buddha had given in the early days a long discourse warning the teachers to try to help someone who is not able to do. And it is our fault. If we try to kind of shake someone into a different stage, it's our fault. And it's our fault because we are in the same stage. So teachers and all of those at least need to be a little bit more grown up. But then the problem is, we are saying, okay, folks, now I have done that, come with me. And then Helga very often says, there are few. Sure, there are few. It's an exception to be a mensch. There are few. Have you many around you? No? Many? You know some, but the majority around you is not. And I've been close and around some exceptional beings. I would call them, well, maybe spiritual person, but you can count them on the hand, about from 7.5 million. So we should be very, very considerate and understanding. That is what I want to do today. Get off any idea that you have someone in front of you who knows he or she does. This kind of a something in us, which is responsible for the action, which is responsible for the morality, it is not true. And it is not proven. We all are in that stage of development we are in. Do I get that a little bit across? It's difficult to understand for Westerners. We are so caught in the conviction there is you and you are responsible for what you do. The problem is, or the situation is, if we misbehave, we say, well, you know, I can't help, you know. It's a part of my upbringing, my mother, and so on. So we immediately have excuses that we are not responsible. But you are responsible, aren't you? It's not true. It's unfair. It's deeply unfair. What I like you to do, to just step a little bit back inwardly. It's kind of sit on a hill and look of all these different stages and developments and these developments which have gone totally berserk. People are in circumstances where everything of their humanness is hindered and distracted and distorted. You have people around you, more than you would hold. But they're only that, distorted, distracted, hindered human beings. And they're only that. They are not basically bad, as being bad, as something being responsible for that badness. They are not responsible for that. They are trained into that. The circumstances have done that. They are grown up with that. You cannot have an Hezbollah responsible for what he is doing. He is grown up in that. He does not know anything else. Or circumstances like that. He just has never heard to be a mensch. He simply does not know what is compassion. But not because he is bad, but he is a crippled human being. And I can tell you, most of people I know are crippled human beings. They're just kind of something there. Distorted psychological problems, psychotherapeutical problems, and so on and so on. And if we really stand back and see that all, I assure you, you cannot help but understand and love. Love these people to help them to grow. Love them as a child you would love. And you love the child, not because she has a, it's a, your daughter or your son or whatever. You love a human being to help him to grow, to understand. Thay has used the term, understanding is love. That is what I'm pointing to. If you don't step back, if you jump on to everything with our demands, our narrow vision, our it should be like this, but you should be like that, love will never grow. Just for those few people who do what we want them to do. There is a beautiful, 20 years ago, someone has written a beautiful book about that in a different way. Scott Beck, and the book is written, The Road Less Traveled. You know, The Road Less Traveled. The Road Less Traveled. And it's about love. And I just traveled the road less used or gone or whatever. And here is his vision of love. Love is the effort, the endeavor, even the will to expand ourselves in order to nourish our own and that of another person to grow. That is what the mother is doing. She is helping someone, her child, to grow with all the love. She is not demanding anything. She is just looking what is now the developmental line, and she helps there. She is not saying, you should do, and you know he or she is four. She can't. So what only thing we can do, and we need to do, is to get a little bit back out of our own demands and ideas and see, where is this person? You know, what is this person at? What is this person able to do? And there is the only way to help. Any development is slowly. You cannot jump over stage. First you need a stem, then you have the leaves, then you have the buds, then you have the flower. You cannot shout at a seed and say, well, forget all the rest, you know, important is the flower. So please, no stem, no leaves, no flowers. That is a nonsense we are doing with ourselves and with others. We demand someone to be a flower, but she or he even does not have a stem. There are so many people who don't have a stem. There is no stability in them. There is nothing in it. It's just kind of a hollow bamboo. So give them a strength. Give them something that they are stable, that they come to themselves before you ask them to have leaves or a bud. Giving love is giving understanding, not something rosé or whatever. It's not kind of a hard something. This heart is the love other people helping to grow. That's the basic of our human beings. That is what a mother is for. Anytime looking, anytime to be on the spot, think, okay, now you can do this. Now let's try to do that. And then you're patient. I have done the greatest mistakes here in this community, just not to get to that next step, but to ask someone to go to a higher step. And you do that too. Especially when you're teachers and whatever, helping professions and so on and so on. You constantly demand of something of someone who is not, you would say, not able. But please, now do say, he is not yet in the position to grasp that, to understand that. He is not developed into that. So please, only help this person to see, to develop into that next stage. If you go too much above, they're confused, they're even angry. You know, when you ask the child to do something she can't do, she gets angry, rightly. So people are getting angry with me. And I'm getting angry with them because I'm demanding something of them they can't do. And it's so easy. It is so easy to understand that we are all in a development. And please begin with yourself. Please have a look. Where are you at? Where is a point where you need to nourish, to help yourself to grow? But always have that in mind. Love, the love for ourselves, now in this case, is a love to grow, nothing else. The love to grow is what keeps us as human beings on the path. To love another person just because she looks nice or he looks nice or he has enough money or whatsoever is not love. It's a deal. And most relationships are just deals. But you can start and you need to start with love yourself. And that is not in a kind of a funny way. You know, it's not a narcissistic thing. I hope I've made it understood. It's the love to grow. The love to whatever you are at, to kind of lift yourself up. But step by step, not too much. Don't sit here and say, I want to be enlightened. What is that? Childish game, you know. It's like wanting to have something or wanting to have a car and you don't have a license. So please first make a license and then you get the car. That is what I'm saying. When you ask just by the way, okay, we want to practice love, please, look, what are you asking for? It's a demanding job. It is a deep understanding of a human being. And it is a deep understanding of ourselves. We are demanding on us. Most of us, you are just demanding. You should be different. You should this be this. And you totally forget your growth. You're helping yourself to grow kindly, patiently, as a mother would do. You see, what we do here, as good as we can, to create an atmosphere where people can grow. That's all. That's all we can do. I totally forget now to help people to grow. It has been such a disaster, you know, because people start revolting. Because I was obviously above them. I do accept, and you all have shared that, a practice center is only there to create an atmosphere to grow. That's all. You see, when we, for example, have silence in the dining room, it is not that we demand silence. Silence is not a growth. Silence is nothing, it's just silent. But we do that to help everybody to be focused on the food, to bring your attention to what is in front of you. That is growth. And we have the silence not to be distracted. That's all. Don't think silence is something special in this case. It is just to help us not to be distracted, to do something to help us to grow. The same is true, let's say, for the evening meditation. We just come, everybody in time, and sit together and then begin. And that is just creating an atmosphere of serenity. We help each other not to be distracted. Someone is still coming in. We can't begin. You know, the whole thing is already irritated. That's all what we do. Please do understand there is a difference between the practice and the practice. Walking slowly is not a practice. It's a circumstance to grow. The practice is to raise your consciousness to practice being present, and for that you need to slow down. If you run and rush, you can't. Run and rushing is a biological mind. So we need first of all to slow down so that the mind can follow and is present. So walking slow is not the present, is not the practice. The practice is to be present, to be mindful, to be aware. That is a practice. To be focused on what you do is a practice, not being silent. To bring your mind into the evening meditation is a practice. And so even in time is not a practice. It is a love to support. I kindly ask you to see, is what you do something you obey, or is it a love to help each other to grow that makes a difference? You know, keeping the door for someone open might be a totally social thing. Now they see how nice I am and that they keep them the door open. That's all. It has nothing to with growth. It has nothing. It is only biological security system. You can do that at home. You don't need to do it here. You know, many times I just get the door bumped, you know, and some three people try to help make the door open that I can't go through. That's kind of childish, you know. But if you see someone with I don't know what is a can't go, is sitting on a wheelchair, or has a basket with linen, you hold the door open. That's different. The mind is different. Do you see the difference between a mind who is in the biological system and the mind who cares? It's a fine, fine difference, you know? But you know, you find. When I talk about development, when I talk about circumstances, I'm not only talking about here. We create especially circumstances that you can let go of the biological system and go into the practice. If you really, really understand that the circumstances are so immensely important, as I said before, potential yes, potential no. If you live in the wrong circumstances, you cannot grow. You cannot. And if you yourself keep yourself constant in a mental frame, in habits, you grow, don't grow. If you're proud to rush around and just dash around and do 50 things at the same time, you don't grow. You can't. You create the circumstances for a biological system. If you constantly are almost frantic to read the news, you know, to be constantly in touch with the fear and anger of the world, now what you do? You help yourself in the best not to grow. You're really going into that, you know. There is nothing in your soul which can say, let me just foster love and understanding. You're not. So the major circumstances of your growth is yourself. And the major circumstances of your growth is your mind, your habit energies. That is what Thay is constantly saying. So keep, be aware. Take care. If we do know we have the potential, we need to take care. We cannot only blame other people. In certain circumstances, it's difficult. I do know. The first teachings of Thay in the West was, don't stay in situations which kind of influence your negative states of mind. Don't go and see videos and films who are just full of fear and anxiety and violence. Don't do that. And people misunderstood that. Now they are obeying and they should not go in the cinema. That's not the point, you know. He is so caring for our life, so caring for our mind, that he begs us, take care what you are thinking, what you reading, what you're watching, with whom you are together, what is on your mind, please. And then you will grow. Otherwise not. And still, again, you are not responsible. You are stuck in that mind. You need someone to help you out. That's the most important thing. And so that's the emphasis of Thay about the Sangha. The Sangha is only there to help us out of our narrow-mindedness. In that stage we are in, we need someone who says, listen, do you know what you're doing? And then you listen to the response. If the other person gets angry, you say, okay, fine. Do what you want. You know? But maybe then you, next time you start and saying, listen, may I suggest you to do this? And then the person says, well, I thought about that already. You know that? Then you're one. The person is a little bit up. It's good enough. And then you slowly, like a mother, can kind of build up. But be careful. So we all need a Sangha. If you lose a Sangha, you don't have anybody around kind of looks at you and says, can you? Would you? We create an atmosphere, please, come. So that is why it's so important when you're in a relationship that you support each other. Caring, loving, mindfully, very, very sensitive. The term, this wording here was meant for people in relationship. Love, is the endeavor, the effort to expand ourselves, to get out of our demands, you should, in order that we grow spiritually, that is, mentally, and because of that, another person is growing spiritually. So you find out for yourself. You find out how you care for yourself, how you care for your mind. So in a certain way, it is your responsibility, which is not. It's a tricky thing, you know. When I say you are in that stage, you are in that stage, you know. So if you're alone, you get stuck, I tell you. If you're alone, you get stuck. Nobody around. Then you need to take up really demanding Tibetan practices where you have the whole day, your sadhana, you know, 24 hours from morning till evening. That is a mind training and mind changing system. They have done that. Someone stayed for 30 years in the cave and he came out enlightened. We are doing things differently here. We are in this world. So stay with people who help you. But be careful, who is that? And those who are helpers, these poor fellows who are kind of trying to be social helpers, be careful how you help and what you do and whom you are helping. So that was all about giving love. Giving love is not caressing or hugging or a smile or... Many, many years back, I saw that advertisement in the underground in Paris. A huge advertisement. And it was an advertisement for Mont Cherie. You know Mont Cherie? These little thingies, sugar with chocolate. And it says, love is more than a word. Also Mont Cherie. But I'm saying none of that. Absolutely none of that. Love is a deep, deep felt of care. The care to help myself, another person, to grow spiritually. Okay.